Tell me, do you bleed? You will.
I'm Matt Gilbert with WRPR News, and we're discussing the release of Batman vs. Superman: Dawn of Justice. March 25th saw the long-awaited release of the epic DC Comics film Batman vs. Superman: Dawn of Justice. And although the critical reception has been poor, Warner Brothers' latest box office smash bears a lot of impact on both comic book films and the film industry overall. What did you think of Batman vs. Superman?
I mean, I really liked the movie. It was very action-y, very fun to watch. And overall, even though the critics didn't like it, I think the fans really enjoyed it.
Some audiences may not like it, but superhero movies are here to stay. And Dawn of Justice ushers in a new era where now we'll be getting more than ever before. Marvel Studios established their cinematic universe nearly a decade ago with the original Iron Man, and have spent the past several years expanding and polishing their formula to make consistently entertaining blockbusters. But now it's DC Comics' turn to bat as Dawn of Justice expands the world of 2013's Man of Steel by adding in iconic characters such as Batman, Wonder Woman, and The Flash. This will set up for more cinematic scheduled releases between now and 2020, with more sure to be announced along the way. So what does this mean in the bigger picture? Well, for one, starting next year, movie theaters are going to see more superhero releases than ever before. DC and Marvel fans may begin to choose a side rather than devote so much of their time and money on so many releases a year. DC fans at the opening night release offered their thoughts.
Well, I definitely can't say I would go to see all of them because who really has the time, but I could see myself being excited to see maybe the four best of that group.
But this release also bears more impact. Warner Brothers seems to take the opposite approach to their superhero films that Marvel does. Namely, DC films have the reputation of being more artistically driven, while Marvel is infamously more studio-driven. So studios may see Dawn of Justice's box office success as a call for more artistically driven franchise films, and we would see increased diversity and individuality between movies. That, however, will be up to the audiences. DC has consistently struggled to grow the massive numbers of loyal fans Marvel has maintained for years, and the disappointing critical reception is surely a sign that Dawn of Justice will continue that trend. Audiences, however, are undeterred by the poor critical reception, giving Dawn of Justice a record-breaking opening weekend and over $500 million worldwide. Numbers like these tell studios that even if the movies may not be the best, audiences will absolutely pay to see more of them. The DC Extended Universe has only just begun, but if its most recent installment is any indication, they have a successful but bumpy road ahead. I'm Matt Gilbert, WRPR News.